Hello, and welcome back to Shield Bash. I am Britt, your GM, and to my right...
I am Neil, playing Jarwin Triot, the human flame dancer bard.
Will, playing Nath Bendikar, the human monk.
I am GM Sven, playing Jason Leonard, playing Tam Westcrown, the human rogue.
I am Curtis, playing Ronan, the Gripply Inquisitor.
And I am Peter, playing Meta, the shaman changeling with Cicero, the flowering familiar.
And we are super excited to be here with this particular episode. We've had some tremendous upgrades, and we are using them for the first time. But first, let us give you a little update. We are playing Serpent Skull Adventure Path. And who wants to assist with getting everybody up to speed? Nobody wants to. Okay.
Looks like it's Will. He's the last one to touch his nose.
We fought crabs. We rescued the berries from the middle of a thorny bush. And I believe we were still heading out into the jungle.
Yes, you are returning back to base camp, I believe, and you are roughly a third of the way down the island right now, and at the very top is where base camp is, so you've got a couple hours. I believe it was raining when we left off, so that means it's probably around 2 o'clock. So, what do you wish to do now? Continue on?
I vote continue on.
Continue back to camp, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. As you travel, it continues to rain for about an hour.
And I keep playing my flute as we go.
Oh, you and your flute.
Not playing with, playing on.
Glad you clarified. Thank you.
That's even worse.
An hour passes, and you are nearly there. You get 2 hours closer, and you are... there, and everybody is happy to see you again.
I don't believe you.
Just to review where we're actually at, B on the map is actually where our base camp is, correct?
Yes.
Indeed.
Okay, and, just want to verify.
Our dear sweet listeners, I know I said like a month and a half ago that that map would go up on Instagram. I promise you, by the time you hear this, it will actually be up there.
Promises, promises.
Not Instagram, though, because we don't have that. But Twitter and Facebook,
there you
those
go.
It'll be on.
Oh, we don't Instagram?
No, we do not Instagram.
Okay. Yeah, I personally, I'm just a Facebook guy, so I don't do the tweeting thing. But anyway, I'm glad one of us does. Thanks, Jason.
Shield Bash does.
Shield Bash is up to date
on
the social medias.
And we can thank the Hideous Laughter podcast for getting us involved and in touch with a bunch of other podcasts. So we've got a little bit of a network of actual play podcasts now.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
And thanks again, guys, for the mentions that you've given us. And chances are, if you like our content, our story, you'll like theirs. So check them out. Now, back at base camp. Everybody's happy to see you. Especially a certain redhead.
All right.
Hey, Nath baby. Would like to take the berries over to... I've forgotten her name now.
The alcoholic.
Yeah, yes, that one.
The alcoholic is Eris Maradu.
Yes, Eris.
Movado. I can't read my own writing, sorry.
No, sir. I'm just going to remind you, because I am the editor, Tam has the berries in the bag.
So maybe ask Tam.
Hey Tam,
berries?
Can we? Uh-huh. He wants your berries.
Yeah. Tam.
No twig though, just the berries.
I think under these certain circumstances, we would like to get the berries to them as fast as possible. And I've already had some ill will with Eris.
So you're trying to smooth things over? Is that what I'm hearing?
Didn't we have to brew something with these berries?
No, like she wants them. She wants them to make something for herself.
Okay, I was just trying to remember.
But since you asked so politely, I will give you half the berries.
Thank you, Tam.
I'm going to go spend my time with my luscious redhead. You guys do
luscious.
What you want.
Well, you know, since she took off her tattoo, she's, you know.
Took off something else, too.
Oh, snap.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Talking about her clothes. That's what he means. They had sex.
Thanks, Jason.
Just in case somebody didn't get that. I'm here to help. I live to serve. I'm also filling time because Britt is reading.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember if I told you this, guys, or not, but those berries do have other properties. Is that why you're holding on to half of them?
No, it's because I don't like her.
Oh, so it is personal.
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
Her and Gellick are like the most selfish people that I think, not the most selfish people, but they're incredibly selfish people, and Tam has little to no respect for them.
Don't hold back. Tell us what you really think.
Oh, that's all out of character because I'm not using my character voice, so.
Okay. All right.
Character motivations have been explained.
If anybody wants to take a gander at these berries, they could do a knowledge nature check and try and figure out the rest of them.
I decided that I didn't want to do a voice with this character because I didn't know how recording was going to go.
What do you got?
Knowledge nature for meta is a 5.
Yep, them are berries.
22 knowledge nature.
Well, I'm gonna throw this out here. We know that eating them, a handful of them, gives us basically works as an anti-plague.
Almost, yeah. It gives you a +4 buff against diseases for 24 hours.
Yep.
Okay, that's, so we did cover that already. I'm sorry if we...
Okay. I mean, listeners, for you, it's been 2 weeks. For us, it's been a month and a half.
At least, yeah. All right. Right now, it's probably getting close to supper time, I would imagine. Your regular beachcombers have a system in place at this point.
I got to wonder, how did... Nath's, yes? Nath's turning in the berries to the bitchy woman.
Oh, well.
I'm not sure if she's bitchy, per se. She's just...
Opinions are opinions, and in my opinion, she's the bitchy woman.
She's not very friendly and is an alcoholic.
And the views and opinions expressed don't necessarily reflect...
reality.
Yes. So, it gets my point across. I'm just saying, like, I want to know how this plays out.
Okay.
Does Nath get lucky now? Does she, you know, put out because of the fine favor? Or does Nath, like... get like, oh, here's this magic dagger I've been holding on to.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I was, you know,
magic dagger.
I was working towards that.
Okay, well, I'm an asshole and I'm impatient.
Yes,
so.
You are. But we knew that about you.
Yes.
And it's part of your endearment to the rest of us.
Yes. AKA, I also run the tech stuff, so you can't get rid of me.
Yeah, you are pretty invaluable here, so, you know, we're kind of stuck with them, guys.
I have all the passwords.
Oh, no.
So, as I was saying, your beachcomber crew here has a bit of a system in place at this point. So, somebody's already started a cook fire, which is what you're going to need to process these berries properly.
And the 50 pounds of crab meat we brought back.
Oh, yeah. There's that, too.
50?
Oh, yeah. That was a lot of...
600.
If you guys carried more, I put 50 in the bag.
Yeah, I carried as much as I could. I believe that was discussed.
Mmm, crab jerky.
If they have not figured out how to make a fire yet, we're all going to die.
Right?
Yeah, that's highly questionable.
Ishiru finally gets it after like 5 days and just, I have made fire!
Well, so far, you guys have managed to make it back in your day trips, you know, by nightfall. So, you know, somebody out of the whole lot of you, you know, has to be able to make a fire some kind of way, right?
I'm going to look at the Worshipper of Serenrai who can cast magic.
And he's looking at whoever's behind him.
Jarwin turns and looks the same way that Tam's looking, is very confused.
Jarwin does not understand basic social cues. Got it.
Jarwin has his moments. He's thinking about something else.
Boobs.
Somebody's boobs.
Anybody's.
Yeah, do we need fire? I can help.
No. So it's already underway. You're good to
Sorry,
go.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. You know, I had something on my mind.
No, yep, that's fine. It's Ren Ray.
Boobs. Tits and ass.
Anyway, so we have dinner?
No.
I believe Nath was going to talk to the bitchy woman.
Do we have any butter?
Well, processing berries, apparently.
Yes.
Oh, hey, can we make butter out of your snake milk?
We don't have a snake yet.
Hey, that's not what I asked.
Knowledge nature.
That's a nope, because there's no snake milk.
It's a 25 for snake milk.
Yeah.
Good God. We're fucking retarded.
With a 25, yes. Yes, indeed, you can make snake butter. But it's highly poisonous.
Listeners, we wanted to give you an authentic sitting at our table sort of feel. And just remember, most D&D groups don't stay on topic.
No, not remotely.
We cannot stay on topic.
What's D&D?
Stay on topic.
Beer and dick jokes.
Almost there.
Stay on topic.
Almost there.
And it's away!
All right, back to it. Jask notices the exchange with the berries and approaches...
Oh, God.
What?
Hey, you got the stuff? Yeah, I got your berries. You got the gold?
Come here. You want some of these berries?
So he approaches Nap and inquires what's going on. He says, "Hey, man, what you got there?"
Just some of these berries. We're distilling them into something for Eris.
Oh. You need a hand with that?
Do you know something about this process?
I think I have nothing else I could assist you.
I would appreciate the help.
Yeah, man. Let's go to the fire. We'll put it in the pot and see what we can do.
I do want to sense motive.
Sure.
That's a 26.
Oh, you're sure he's being pretty genuine.
Great.
He's pretty grateful at this point because not only has he been freed, he's got all his gear back, and you guys have recovered the means to clear his name, if you recall.
My goodness. All
right. Well, I'll go over and start working on these berries.
All right. So, you know, you get into conversation with, okay, so what do you want to do with these berries, man? What's the goal?
So am I aware of the process? I know that she needed them, but...
That's why he's asking you.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering, too.
Okay.
I think we talked a little bit about it, but we didn't know actual specifics.
Well, I think, if nothing else, your response would be, well, we think that if we process these the right way, we can cure her alcoholism. That's the goal. Or at least her hangover.
Yeah. Did we roll to find out if we knew anything about that? And or could I roll?
That's kind of where we're going. Just Jask is here to help.
Does she not know?
She's kind of clueless. She's still looking for rum.
Well, we have some of that. We just not.
Yeah, but you got a stingy rum holder, though.
But we did that on... It's not stingy. We're doing it on purpose. We're rationing it. Plus, Tam is a wanker and doesn't like Eris.
You've given her one drink that I can remember.
Yeah.
No, I...
Because Tam's a dick.
I gave the rum to Nath.
Oh.
We've given her no drinks.
I'm aware you did.
Okay. My bad. Sort I stand corrected.
Point out you also handed it to the monk. So it's not likely that she's going to get the alcohol.
I know.
It was all part of the plan.
You guys are... I might have to do alignment checks here after a while.
What's alignment?
So what, knowledge and nature to figure out what we're doing here?
Sure. He definitely assists.
I have a 25 knowledge nature.
I just want to point out to the listeners, this is the first time I've ever seen Will roll above a 10 more than once, not followed by like 15 1 to 5s.
Good job, Will.
My luck?
Keep it up.
Don't know. You can't talk about it. You can't talk about it.
Don't jinx it.
Because you're going to jinx it.
Oh, no. That's the point.
Okay, so with Jask's help, you guys are able to boil down these berries, add a few herbs and spices, you know, 11 of them, and wind up creating what you suspect is just the syrup necessary.
To bread the chicken.
Yes.
What?
Is that a euphemism?
11 herbs and spices.
Exactly. Wow.
But that's only 10.
Well, the berries count. Don't go there.
the berries make kind of a paste, so it coats it really well.
Right.
It's more of a marinade rather than a secret recipe.
I said syrup, damn it.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you. It's more of a marinade.
All right, I'm cutting all this out.
Because you suck.
Okay.
On boobies.
So you make the syrup. Now what do you want to do?
Hey, bitch, drink this. Hopefully this works. She dies. Oh, guess that was the wrong formula. Let's try again.
It's like the peanut butter and the dog, right?
Oh.
So is this what I expected as a outcome from this? Or
Making the syrup?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
yeah, I'll
kind
go
of
ahead
what you
and
had in mind.
Put it in a flask, which I assume I can obtain from the various things that were from the ship.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sure you can find an empty container of some sort to store it in. The question is how will you present it to Eris? That's what I'm curious about.
Hey, bitch, drink this.
Hey, I have something in my pants for you.
I thought you might pass it off as a new kind of alcohol. I don't know. It's up to you.
I'm going to go to Eris and say, Eris, we've processed the berries that you asked for, and this is the outcome.
Excellent. Is it ready?
I believe it is. I don't know too much about alchemy.
What is it? Is it cooled down?
Is it cooled down?
Sure, it had to be to pour it in the flask, you know. Otherwise, you risk breaking the glass. So, yeah. Can I have it?
Yeah, of course. We got it for you.
Oh, you were too kind. Because I'm Jones in here. This is terrible.
Well, this should help.
No time like the present.
Or kill you.
Cheers.
As she swallows it. Wow.
So time will tell how that did. What do you wish to do?
With all this going on, I think probably Tam would just try to get a report. And I'm probably going to try and get one from Ishiru, because we never talked to that guy.
Ishiro is an interesting guy, and he does tend to be a little on the reserve side. Yeah. Quiet.
So with Sasha fondling Jarwin and Jask helping Nath, Gellick being a pain in the ass.
That you can't stand, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when his biggest thing, we're stuck on a deserted island, and his biggest thing is like, I don't want to join the Pathfinder Society. It's like, fuck, like I want to get off the damn island. Like, who the fuck cares?
But, no, well, you got part of that right. But, okay, go ahead.
Yeah. It's good enough. It's not actually deserted. There's lots of people here.
What did he not get right?
Well, Gellick is... You may have been able to discern a little bit. He's more afraid of the Pathfinder Society than anything else.
I'll give you something to be afraid of, motherfucker.
So, Ishiru never gets talked to, so I will... Well, I'll talk to Ishiru.
Okay.
I've tried to talk to him, and he just doesn't say much. So we didn't talk to him
like
again.
I said, he's quite reserved.
I will use my Tam's amazing social skills.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this will go great.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what you want to do. How about Ronan? Are you going to go play Peep Show again?
Fucking frog.
No, I think I have a wonderful new ability, and...
Oh, shit, you're right. You guys have all leveled up.
Yeah, I get to...
sorry, I got excited there.
I got this new ability called Detect Alignment.
Oh, so man, this is gonna
going
to go great.
To nonchalant and covertly kind of check out the
Everyone.
Rest of the people in the camp and see who I can trust and who I can't.
That sounds like a fabulous idea. So well, are you talking about PCs and NPCs alike?
You know, I'm not going to start with my party first. I think I'm going to start with the NPCs.
Okay. You're going to have to give me a minute to get that together. But, yeah, that sounds like a great
Especially
idea.
Especially, what was the two that we were just talking about?
Gellick and Eris. And, you know, those are the two that Tam cannot stand.
And Ishiru.
And Ishiru, yeah.
You mean nonchalant, like when you talk to the assassin chick about her tattoo?
Or the guy that about that, the finger when he said explicitly, don't talk about the finger. That was the first thing out of your mouth.
That was the same woman.
I know.
Good times.
This I shall do away from everyone where I can, you know, activate it and just kind of look around and see what's going on. So, yeah, that information would be valuable to me.
So are you going to perch in a tree like you typically do while traveling, or are you going to be on the ground? Where do you want to be?
You know, I'm not exactly sure how the spell works, so what I'll probably do is, if it works like Detect Magic, I'll cast it away from everyone, and then I'll just kind of nonchalantly stroll through camp and look at people and see if they fire up as evil.
So, yeah, I'm not sure exactly how the spell works either, but you're just going to stroll through and eventually stop and stare. Yes?
Okay, so the way this spell works is when you use Detect Alignment, you choose Detect Good, Detect Evil, Detect Chaos, Detect Lawful. Each time you use it, you choose one of those things. It is a 60-foot cone. It will detect anybody of that particular alignment that you have cast within that 60-foot cone. It's the usual, if anybody's in there, you detect that there is somebody there. Second round, number and location of auras. So you can, like, if you've got three people standing around and you cast it, like, okay, somebody there is evil. Second round, two of those people are evil, it's those two. Third round, strength of auras. If somebody is not more than three hit dice, so fourth level or above is the only way they will detect. If you're third level or below, you do not detect unless you have divine guidance, like a cleric or an inquisitor.
Okay.
Or a paladin.
Thank you, Jason. So you'll have to decide what you want to detect first, it sounds like.
Evil.
Very good. I will get that together for you. And Meta, what are you going to do?
Meta will go around camp and do her daily prayers to Apsu as she casts Purify Food and Drink on all the food.
Very helpful. Because, you know, shellfish out in the sun, yeah, probably not the best idea. Good call. Okay, so Tam was going to go visit Ishiru. Let's go to that. He's loafing at the moment. He doesn't have any kitchen duties at the moment, so... Yeah. Yep.
I will approach, sit next.
Hello, Tam.
Hello, Ishiru.
How's it going out there?
As well as to be expected, I believe, is the best that we can hope for at the moment.
Have you, found any interesting landmarks in your travels?
Not at the moment. Some rather unusual plants and a great many sea creatures that are particularly aggressive, but nothing of note as far as land features go.
I think I saw you brought some kind of shellfish back for supper?
Giant crabs, yes. Three of them. They were particularly hard-shelled. They almost died.
Ooh, I'm glad you were victorious and didn't die. So that way we can eat.
Tam looks surprised at the even modicum of attempt at pleasantries.
So, Ishiru, you're usually a very closed-mouthed individual. And it has been my experience that people who don't talk a lot tend to look and listen quite a bit.
Indeed.
So I was hoping to get your... not report, that sounds a little official, but... for you to tell me what's been going on in the past day, so as we are caught up as well.
Sure. You're right, I don't volunteer information much. I speak when I have something to say. Other than that, what's the point?
Well, I'm hoping you have something to say about the past 24 hours.
Well, I can say at this point that we've all assumed our own duties at camp here. That short one, Gallic. He does laundry for us, which is kind of nice, because he does it pretty quick. That heiress hasn't been good for much. She's mostly just sitting under a tree, more often than not, holding her head in pain, apparently. Sasha, she kind of does most of the cooking here. She does a pretty good job, if you ask me, but I'm not very picky. Jask takes care of any injuries, and he does a fine job of it. Mostly, I do short little trips up and down the beach just to see if I can find any ships passing by. Mostly, that's what I do. But if I ask to do something else, I'll pitch in.
Well, fair enough, and it's been a pretty normal past day. Nothing of interest happened here at the camp?
No intruders, if that's what you mean.
Well, not necessarily just intruders, but more flotsam or jetsam or other scraps that may have floated up, or somebody got into an argument, or just...
Yeah, mostly just driftwood up and down the beach, but Occasionally you find a few shells. No infighting here that I've noticed yet. I only go out for an hour or two at a time. It's been pretty quiet here, actually. Tell me, going back to landmarks, if you ever see a pair of rocks that go vertical and then... He draws it on the sand. It looks like Batman's cowl. Two points.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Never mind.
Yeah. Yeah, well, a forked peanut? No.
Madonna's bra?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
A horizontal view, of course. Yeah. But yeah, if you... you know what? Just here. If you should come across this, looks like this.
For those listening, he handed a drawing to Jason.
It's called Ishiro's map.
It looks like technical terms. Penis.
Yeah. They're supposed to be treasure. If you come across it and recover it, I would give everyone equal share.
This is this ducktail looking thing. This is a rock or a mountain or a tree.
That's the rock formation that I was talking about.
Ah, so a rock formation. Got it. All right, well, I will try to keep an eye on it. Quest acquired. And Tam will just spend the rest, until food is ready, she'll just sit with Ishiro and start caring for her gear.
Good.
Making random small talk.
Okay. Then we will switch to Ronan. Ronan, you are detecting for evil.
Correct.
None of your fellow campers detect as evil.
None of my fellow campers detect as evil.
Correct.
Well, that helps me sleep a little better at night. Well, now that we've got that settled, I'm going to seek out the other members of my party.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly, let's find out where Meta is.
Let's go to Meta.
I'll go follow Meta around for a little while.
Meta, what's Meta doing?
Creepy little frog.
Meta would probably still be wandering around the food storage, praying to Apsu and casting Purify Food and Drink.
Okay, so that does take some time, doesn't it?
There's a lot of food stores that we got from the ship.
Mm-hmm. Most of it's dried goods, but yeah. Good. Good call. And Jarwin, are you about done yet?
No.
Never enough, right?
No, never enough.
Okay.
Nath would like to check the storage for a moderately sized basket, probably. Okay.
So you go back to storage, you see Meta, you see Rona.
A picnic basket?
Sure. Anything with a lid that I could maybe run some ropes through?
A basket that you could run some ropes through?
Maybe make like a, kind of like a makeshift backpack.
A backpack. All right. Boy, that's really specific. You want a basket to turn it into a backpack?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the term pannier?
Negative. Is it oriental design?
Not necessarily. They're also Eastern European and Middle East.
Okay.
But it's basically, you know, like a woven basket.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, like what you see a snake tamer use.
Okay.
But make it like 4 feet tall.
Okay. So a biggin.
Yeah. And okay. Those were commonly used also. They'd run straps through them to attach them to mounts.
Say the name again. Pannier?
Yeah. Pannier.
Nice.
I'm pretty sure that's how it's pronounced anyway. But that's... I'm not saying that's what you want, but I'm guessing because that's what I've seen, the way I've seen baskets turned into backpacks.
Either way, you've made Shield Bash educational. Thank you, Jason.
You're welcome.
It's pronounced basket.
Yeah, Nath is basically looking for a basket that he could run ropes either through or around.
Okay, must it be a basket or?
Something with air
if
holes.
There was, oh, okay, I see where you're going with this.
It must
for
be
snakes.
A basket.
Right.
For snake, now, snake milk.
There is a backpack. In the source, that's, you know, it's got a few things in it, but you know, if that's not what you want, that's fine. What you could do easily is gather enough reeds and leaves and, you know, whatever you make baskets out of and craft
so
your own.
There's a lot of willow trees around here.
I don't know about willow, but
be some wicker basket.
Certainly some palm, you know, and
whisker baskets.
Who's got the biggest beard?
Whisker baskets.
Like to trim them.
Good lord. That's not what I'm thinking of.
Tam.
Is that a Freudian slip?
Tam has the biggest beard. Yeah. What are you, Blackbeard?
Impressive.
It's a joke.
No, it's not.
Yeah. But yeah, if that's an option.
Yeah, that you can craft your own.
All right.
It might take you a couple of evenings, depending on how big you want it, of course. But, yeah.
I really only want about probably like foot and a half tall, maybe two.
Well, you are stranded on a desert island.
Got time.
Tropical island, I'm sorry. So you got time.
Can I throw this out here?
Please, throw.
Tropical islands, they would oftentimes strip the bark off of trees into strips and use those to make baskets.
Sure.
More education.
Yay.
I'd like to backtrack a moment. Ishiru's map. Since this island was not actually our destination, why does he have a map for this island?
As a player, I was also thinking that. Also, could he possibly be the reason that we landed here?
I had a reason to come to this island myself. In character, my plan was to go to the Maungi Expanse, and then that being the closest place here, get a boat back.
So it was kind of a serendipitous landing in your case, then, huh?
Yeah, it's pirate treasure.
Right?
It's huzzah.
Right?
It's much cheaper to wreck a ship here.
Yeah.
For him.
For him.
For him.
It's a time saver.
For
not
her.
Else,
sorry.
Right?
For yeah. her.
But it's like when I'm flying down to Florida in a couple months, and I will be not flying to Miami. I'll be flying to Atlanta and then going to Miami.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or, sometimes they want me to go to Texas and then Florida.
Mm-hmm. Close enough.
Yeah, so if the plane just crashed in Miami, that'd be okay.
Well, considering that's my final destination, no.
Well, okay, you posed the questions. You don't know Ishiro's final destination.
I know everybody's final destination. Death.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's what Phirasma would say.
Not wrong.
Right?
I know I'm not.
Herpes.
Why are we talking about herpes?
Because we have a creepy frog in the group that follows people around.
Did you catch an STD from that bitch?
I don't know yet.
And Sasha has been nothing but nice to you. Why are you calling her bitch?
And I don't know if she's pregnant either.
True.
God, that's all we need is another you.
About 30 of them, that'd be good. Prove this word a little bit.
Chinkies.
Nath is trying to make a basket.
Wow.
Thanks, Meta.
Roll for staying the course.
As we stated earlier, we do try and strive to give you the genuine experience here in Kurt's Garage. So Meta.
And by Kurt's Garage, he actually means our highly efficient and very professional recording studio, not a literal garage.
Definitely not a garage.
So now if you want to go scavenge materials?
Yes, that'd be great.
All right, give me a intelligence roll. Yeah, straight intelligence.
4.
See?
The cringe on his face.
That's a 12.
12. You found a tree.
Wow.
Hey, I'm really good with trees.
And now you realize I need some kind of tool if I'm going to strip the bark.
I bet I can hit it enough.
Bare fist? Yeah.
Boom. Tam's just sitting over there. Shink.
Yeah, actually, I'd like to probably see if I can collect some tools from them.
Okay. As you recall, you did recover quite a bit of tools from the ship that crashed
and
that you were on. That the Genevieve. I was trying to struggle to remember the name. The Genevieve. There's several shovels. There's axes. There's adds. Ziz. What's the plural for adds?
Adds.
But yeah, something along those lines would certainly come in handy.
Feel like a shovel's not going to help. Nope. That's wide range of knowledge and actual hand working is not going to help here.
It's not exactly his forte, huh?
No.
Okay.
I have this image of Nat squaring up to a tree and doing like the old judo chop with his hand. Judo chop! Anyway, I don't know.
Question, what kind of martial arts does Nat practice?
That's right. Hey, you know what? Let's pause right there for a second. You guys did level up. Did anybody come back with new abilities? And let's talk about it. if you want to. Since the question was asked, let's start with Nath.
I would like to hold off.
Okay. Let's go to Tam.
Oh, that's me. I'm Tam.
Yeah, you are.
So my weapon finesse got better, where I can now add dexterity to damage, so I now do more than just straight dice rolls, which is nice.
That's always a plus.
Yep, and I got a feat called Inexplicable Luck, where I can add plus 8 to a d20 roll if I declare it before the roll, or plus 4 if I declare it after.
Wow.
And I can do that once a day.
That's fabu.
Plus
8?
Yes.
Did you get choices?
Yeah.
So that was...
Tam.
What was it called again? Bit of Luck? No.
No, that is called Inexplicable Luck.
Inexplicable.
It goes with my Defiant Luck feat from first level.
Okay.
So.
You're a smelly human, aren't you?
You got this all mapped out, don't you?
I am a human, and I probably do smell, because the only thing I have to clean myself with is salt water.
Yeah, mostly. Okay, so Ronan, anything new you want to share? Other than your new spell, apparently.
And this chocolate I'm trying to eat.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Chocolate.
It's a chocolate orange, and he's a bad person.
I picked up a thing called Solo Tactics. And what Solo Tactics apparently allows me to do is use a teamwork feat all by myself. So I also gained a bonus teamwork feat. And the feat that I selected is Coordinated Shot. Okay, so what Coordinated Shot does for me is when one of my team members or party members threatens someone, I get a plus one. When that party member flanks that individual, I get a plus two to my shot with the bow.
Okay, so does that go against your negative for shooting into combat, or is that even a thing for you? I can't recall.
I don't think
it is
a
thing for me. But, it does. It goes against, it goes to all my attacks.
Okay, cool. Okay. But they have to be flanked?
They have to be threatened or flanked.
Okay.
Can I interrupt?
Yeah.
I gotta wonder, why is that still a thing for you?
What do you mean?
You're primarily a bow user.
An archer.
Yeah, I'm a little feet starved.
Let's throw stuff at the frog.
Now I want to ask, because I imagine our listeners are going to want to. What feats did you take at first and third level?
The feats that I took were point blank shot and rapid shot.
So you could have done it, you just chose not to.
I used the coordinated shot to help overcome that, and most of my party members are experienced, so they will strike and move, usually, giving me an opening to shoot. Or at least that's what I'm hoping for.
I'm unfamiliar with this tactic.
I will say this. You have two people that end up in melee most of the time, and one of them requires sneak attack to do serious damage. I would not count on that if I was you.
Yeah, maybe not the best choice. All right. Meadow, what you got?
I picked up Eldric Heritage for the Lenorm Silver Dragons. One of my eyes turned silver. But what it does mechanically is 6 times a day I can spit cold up to 30 feet at an enemy.
What? So you have a sort of breath weapon now?
No, that'll be later. This is a cold touch that I spit at people.
Patui. Crazy. And it does how much damage?
Right now it's 1d6.
Interesting.
Coincidentally, is my biggest damage ability.
Very useful in combat.
Nice.
You know, as opposed to my 1d4 minus 2.
Well, you know, small creature.
I'm medium size.
Are you sure?
Tanked my strength.
Jarwin, what'd you come back with?
All right, so level 3, since I've been practicing so much with Sasha, I was able to pick up extra performance.
I didn't even know where that was going, but I was already amused.
You're welcome, listeners. Actually, at third level, I picked up the ability from Fire Dancer called Song of the Fiery Gaze, where at third level, Fire Dancer allows allies...
Flaming homosexuals. Oh, no.
Why you gotta be like that? Gaze.
So you're saying it burns when you pee now?
No, gaze. Gaze, like I'm looking at you.
Once again, the genuine experience from here.
I was trying to talk quickly so no one would laugh, but it didn't work.
No, you talked too quickly and you lost the pronunciation, and that's why we laughed.
So what does it do?
Song of the Fiery Gaze. G-A-Z-E. While performing this song, any ally within 30 feet of me can see through fire, fog, smoke, without penalty to the light, without penalty to sight, as long as the light is sufficient to allow them to see normally.
Say that five times fast.
Which part?
All of it.
That's song a lot. Of Fiery Gaze, just that part.
Song of Fiery Gaze, Song of Fiery Gaze, Song of Fiery Gaze, right, Song of Fiery Gaze, Song
clear.
Of Fiery Gaze.
That'll work with Obscuring Mist, too, won't it?
That's what I was wondering. Obscuring Mist, that kind of crap?
Yes, fire, fog, smoke, including spells that do or emulate those things.
All right, but you have to be singing a particular song, I guess?
It's just called...
Or playing a particular song with your flute, whatever you
correct,
use.
Well, with whatever performance you pick, okay. It just requires audible components.
So it's basically when he's doing his bardic performance, we also get this.
Yes.
Okay, now let me ask you a crazy question. Suppose one of your... party members that you're trying to aid with this can't hear you.
Then it would not work because it requires audible components.
Nice. Okay.
I have a question.
Okay.
For you as the DM, yes? Is this going to count for rain?
What we have here on the island is more often than not a steady downpour. Has it come into play where it affected your visibility? Not really. Not yet. So...
why I'm asking now before it happens because it rains every day
at 2 o'clock. Yeah, I'm gonna let you find out the hard way.
All right, so tomorrow at 2 o'clock we try this.
Sounds good.
Okay,
so those are the two things I got at this level.
Oh wait, that was two things.
Yeah.
All right.
Extra performance.
Oh,
the feet
right. Okay,
from lots of practice with
Sasha,
and then fire dancer ability that I picked up at third level. It actually replaces one of my bard abilities, inspire competence, which I never use anyway, so it's fine.
Yeah, these guys don't need any inspiration, do they?
No, not competence, because that's just one skill check. That's not that useful.
Need to rename that feat? Enduring performance?
No, extra. You just keep more attempts.
Yeah.
It means he's quick, but he can do it a lot.
Jackrabbit.
Extra rounds per day.
An
extra 6 seconds.
So, coming back to Nath, did you want to share anything new?
I actually picked up Step Up. That's,
it's an interesting feat, yes.
I got my key pool now. And, unlocked Stunning Fist.
What was that last one?
Stunning Fist.
Stunning Fist, okay. Yeah.
Wait, good. You just got Stunning Fist?
You didn't start with it?
Don't think so.
Are you an archetype for a monk?
No. I may have had Stunning Fist before.
You should have already had that at level one.
Yeah, probably didn't know
it. I'm actually pretty sure you've used Stunning Fist before.
That's also probably likely.
Yeah. Well, okay.
But you get another time per day, so it's one per level.
Yeah.
So that. What was that about us not needing help with our competence?
Wrong kind of competence assistance there, sorry.
The players at this table are incompetent.
Well, you know.
Not the characters. Well, probably also the characters.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so we took care of that. Before that, we were doing what?
I was having sex with Sasha.
Oh, right.
Nath was trying to make a basket
from
a tree.
Yeah, okay, and Tam was talking to Ishiru, and okay, now I'm back on track.
Okay.
Somebody rings the dinner bell about now. Bing, 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 bing.
I was already doing that.
Yeah. Well, not her bell.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no.
She's the cook.
Well, most of the time.
It's got meat in the oven.
Oh, crap.
Not a bun in the oven.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that comes later.
Okay.
Deep.
I hope not. That could be a problem.
We don't know the time frame of, like, you know, we're playing Kingmaker, and that's set to take place over potentially generations. This could take, you know, could take a couple of years. Maybe at some point, by book four, Jarwin's got a couple little kids running around.
That would be horrible.
Or if it's like a 20-year thing, when Jarwin dies, you play Jarwin Jr.
And I since
Jarwin the third.
Since I just roll for it, you're in the clear for now.
Esquire.
No bun for you.
All right.
All right. So, food?
That's player knowledge, guys. Not character knowledge.
Yep.
Player knowledge, yeah. Character knowledge, Tam doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
That's good.
And she thinks Gellick and...
The frog cares Aerith a little too much. Fucking creepy bastard.
What do you mean by a bun in the oven? I don't understand.
It's a euphemism for pregnancy.
Oh. That's disgusting.
Okay.
Says the guy that eats dragonflies and grubs and...
Yeah.
And mates by sperming out a cloud of semen.
That he swims in. Yummy.
Don't drink the water.
Mmm, frog legs.
So, speaking anyway. Of frog legs, dinner bell.
Yeah, I was gonna say, we've been going for about an hour. We haven't done much.
All right, so crab's ready. Who brought the butter?
We got any of that snake butter?
Not yet.
Good, because I don't want it.
So, are we looking like a gumbo, soup, ragoon? Yeah, tell me here.
What did you order?
Ragoon.
Oh, well.
I want crab ragoon.
There you have it.
I just want crab steak.
Finding wontons here on the island, though, that's pretty difficult.
It's bamboo wontons.
That's fine.
No, more of a utensil than edible wrapper.
Making them out of plantain leaves.
As long as I get the ragoon, I don't.
Yeah,
it's delicious. Yeah.
So how do we get the cheese mix for it?
Well, yeah, that's exactly where I was going.
Snake cheese.
Snake cheese.
Snake cheese.
Snake cheese.
We're going to need some fort saves there, buddy. Get ready.
So, yeah. You all eat. And hopefully you enjoyed it.
Meta, would you bless this, please?
Oh, why certainly. One second.
Are you a Three Stooges now? Why, certainly?
So, Meta would then hold up her holy symbol of Apsu and pray over it and cast Purify Food and Drink.
There you go. You should be able to eat it just fine now.
Thanks. I don't want to end up unconscious on the beach again.
Yeah, that was not pleasant.
What do you all wish to do after dinner?
So, any thoughts on where to go from here?
Yeah, I think the lighthouse on the south part of the island sounds like a real winner. Too bad we can never get more than a day away from camp.
Yeah.
So... Legitimately, I think we should pack the extra rations and head south.
Okay.
For a good little while. We've explored a good chunk of the northern part of the island. Unless we want to head straight south, there are these little islands on the eastern side.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be a good place to look for any potential ruins or anything like that, because if they did try to build a settlement here, the large harbor that we are currently north of would have been a good place, and those islands would have been fabulous for docks, shipping yards, anything like that. So, I think because I've had this strange divine idea that we are not yet prepared for the lighthouse, that we should go to these islands. They're a fairly short swim. We should be able to get across to them.
So tomorrow you plan to trek westward?
No. East, south, and all the way around.
It is kind of on the way, so I agree.
Oh, you mean on the inside of the harbor here?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah, that's...
All the way around this big harbor to these islands over here. O and P-R-S, and I think that may be a Q, but I'm not sure.
It is a Q.
Okay.
Yes, I want to go see Q and see if he has fabulous items that will blow things up.
Yeah, but he's always a dick.
He is a dick.
Yeah, well, he, you know, has to deal with Bond, so...
I was going to say, he has to deal with M and 007,
oh,
so
I was thinking
fair.
Of a different Q, but yeah.
I was thinking of Star Trek.
Star Trek.
That's
it's
even worse.
It's weird when you get your geek lines crossed, man.
Yeah, you know.
The omnipotent Q.
Don't cross the lines.
He has to deal with William Shatner.
No, it's streams.
No, don't cross the lines.
Don't cross the streams.
Don't cross the lines.
Yeah. Q doesn't deal with William Shatner.
Picard.
Q deals with Picard.
Pickard.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
And, it's been a minute.
Yep. Voyager a couple times.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which are, you know, my favorites, but...
Okay,
Voyager?
So
really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Voyager's okay, good. You got to
Deep Space Nine, man.
Here's my thing.
Really?
Whether it's sci-fi or sports movies or anything.
Sports movies?
The ragtag band of misfits that has to figure out how to get along are my favorite types of movies.
Kind of like you guys?
No, because we have yet to figure out how to get along. We're just the ragbag tag of assholes.
Ragbag tag of assholes.
Oh,
in that order.
Be any different?
And one will.
Yes.
Okay, so you want to head that direction then, and then after we feel a little better about it, try to find the lighthouse.
One of the tactics my Uncle Carson once taught me was never leave your back undefended.
Okay, I suppose that makes sense. I'm sure Apsu will protect us anyway, but we can try that. Just start first thing in the morning then, huh?
I look around at everybody else.
For
Nath is weaving a basket.
Okay, apparently Nath goes death when weaving.
That's a good thing. I didn't know how far I was away.
Well, I can come find you and ask you.
He's just focused. Furiously focused.
You said you looked at. You didn't say you were going to find me. Sorry.
Okay, so Nath apparently doesn't want to vote. Jarwin, what's your vote?
Yeah, that sounds good. Set out in the morning.
All right. I hesitate to ask, but Ronan?
Sounds delightful.
Wonderful. That was short and to the point. I love it. And then I will go find Nath and... Nath, I have a question. Can you hear me?
Looking for something short and pointy.
Damn flies.
Nath agrees.
Nath agrees.
So, yes, that is the plan. And I will tell Jask before we leave that that is the plan. So somebody here at base camp knows.
Okay.
Particularly the person I feel is most competent.
You think it's Jask at this point?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. He says, okay. Yeah, man. This far you go, you may not be back tomorrow night.
That is the plan, yes.
Okay. Please, this is good to know, man.
Please try to make sure nobody, you know, kills each other.
It's been pretty quiet so far. It's not the problem yet.
And I am expressing the desire for it to continue to not be a problem.
No problem.
Good.
Speaking of Jask, Nath would also like to, before we leave, thank him again for his assistance.
No problem. You have been very good to me.
Really just wanted to hear that voice again.
You're welcome. So the evening progresses. It starts getting a bit darker. And as always, at that point, you look out into the waves. You see the eerie glows that dart back and forth out in the coastline. Back and forth. Disappear. Back and forth. Disappear.
Meta, do you have any idea what those things are?
That'd be a no.
Knowledge or religion?
No.
Nice.
Well, once again, why should today be any different?
So, as the night sets in, Tam is going to share a look with Nath. Cock an eyebrow. Get Nath. A nod in response.
Nath nods.
And we're going to head out towards the surf.
Oh, I thought that was some other exchange. I was really curious.
No. Nope.
Whoa.
Speaking of buns in the oven.
I was going to say, will they also be making bread?
If you'll remember, Tam is barren and unable to produce children.
That doesn't mean you can't have fun.
That does mean there can't be a bun in the oven, though.
Nath True. Is an amazing baker, however. Do we ever check and see if the jarred version of these glowing bits still glows?
You've got the jar.
Ooh.
Do I?
Yes.
I'm going to check.
It's a good question.
You checked during the day and they did not, but you have not checked after dark.
Yeah, I
would like
I
to check the
right.
jar.
Okay.
Potentially glowing.
Tell me again in very great detail how you prepared the jar.
I believe I took a mason jar and I went out into the water.
Uh-huh.
And I filled it full of water.
Uh-huh.
And then I put the lid back on.
Uh-huh. And hopefully caught some of the
Wait, no,
glowy bits.
He said great detail. Which way did you turn it on? Did you use your left hand or your right hand?
Were you holding the jar
was
upside
your
down?
Sticking out?
Was there time for lubricant?
Was it underwater when you put the lid on?
While meditating.
Uh-huh. Tell me about the lid.
So I did tighten the lid on, but I believe something was said about air, so I... I think I put air holes in it.
Okay. So you go and you check it. And it does still glow, but ever so dimmer than out in the ocean.
I would like to put
my
hands...
It's not bright enough to be a lantern, in other words. You know?
I would like to put my hands over the hole.
Uh-huh.
And then shake it.
Okay.
Such violence from a monk.
I'm going to point out, like, this is a jar of water. Would you really have put holes in it?
I probably wouldn't have, other than somebody specifically asked about it.
Uh-huh. And as you further examine it, you realize there's a little bit less water in there.
I think that, you know, after being in a jar, it was my suggestion that you put a hole in the lid.
Common courtesy, right?
I think he's used to being in airtight containers without holes is what we're getting at.
Yeah, I'm just... You're the lost. Water would leak out.
Not if you...
Oh, I didn't take it with me.
Just put it in the
room. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, no, he sat it on the beach. I remember that part.
I did not realize that. My apologies.
Yep. Nope. It was a test.
Yeah, I was just picturing them bicycle delivery boys from like Jimmy John's with a cup of pop.
Right.
Yeah.
Super effective.
Okay, tonight are you setting a watch? And if so, did you already have a set plan that you wish to follow?
We make the NPCs keep watch.
Okay.
But Nath and I are going out into the water.
Okay. It's not bedtime yet, but I just wanted to scope ahead. So, yeah, you can go in the water.
I usually take first or third watch with Sasha.
Sasha. What are you doing in the water?
Well, we want to go out to, you know, these glowing figures.
Okay. Well, along your way, yeah, you see like a glowing mass that's in the shallow end. But the further out you go, you know, the darting humanoid figures that you see, which is what you're trying to reach, yes?
Yes.
They tend to distance themselves a bit from you as you approach and just continue flitting this way and that. Do you have knowledge of religion?
No.
Okay.
Nath does.
Nath. Give it a shot.
Roll a one, roll a one, roll a one.
That's a natural 20 with a plus 5.
That's not a one.
Finally.
For those of us doing math, that would make it 25.
What's math?
Math's hard. You realize at this point, these are ghosts, probably from shipwrecks from long ago. What do you wish to do now?
I'm going to go ahead and let you know.
Okay.
Tam over here, know what I know.
Oh, okay.
And I believe the maneuver is called about face. And double time.
Well, it's really half because you're knee-high water-ish. So, yeah. Eventually you get back to shore.
I don't say anything. I just turn around and just like, okay.
That's a big nope.
Yep.
Okay.
I believe we should warn our compatriots, NPC-wise.
Yes, I have a rather fascinating concept. You come with, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You tell everybody else, I want to do this. I find Ronan.
Oh, this will be fun.
Ronan. Those figures out there, in the water, the humanoid ones, they're the ghosts, sailors who have died in shipwrecks. Good night!
Let's find out what Ronan does next time on Shield Bash.
You can't do the Shield Bash.
I'm sorry. I'm trying. This is new. Okay.
No, it's not new, because every time we've done this in the past, I've told you you can't. You have to.
You never.
Never.
I've done it at least 3 times.
No.
You have.
You're
to,
making it up.
You have to actually say on Shield Bash and like stay at a consistent level. Nope. Otherwise, it comes out as.
Hey, what's up?
What's wrong?
What's up?
What's up?
People can't hear it.
What will Ronan do? Find out next time on Shield Bash. I'm Britt, your GM. To my right,
Neil, playing Jarwin Triath, the human flame dancer bard.
Will, playing Nath Vendikar, the human monk.
Jason, playing Tam Westcrown, human rogue.
Curtis, playing Ronan, the extremely conflicted inquisitor.
And Peter, playing Meta, the animus shaman.
Thank you, everybody. At long last, we are now able to test all our new gear and software. It's going to be fabulous.
And apparently you want a snake that we're going to need to discuss how we're going to get that and what it's for.
I got a snake for you.
And of course, Kurt goes with crude fifth grade innuendos.
Like I said, snake milk. Maybe snake cheese.
Snake cheese? What the fuck is that?
Sorry, that was loud.
If you've got milk, you got to make cheese.
Shield Bash is made in association with the Knights of the Octagon and the Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, or online at Farmageddon137.com. Music by Lee Rosevere. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.